Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. And although the weather could be better, pouring rain here in New Jersey and New York. So,
oh, it's still raining?
Waved it through that. Yes, been raining all day. All day, yes.
But April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. All right, well, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. That, of course, means that all of you listeners can call in 877-99 on Fox and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports in the second hour of the show. It's in about 90 minutes, so get your takes ready and let us know who you trash.
I'm saving mine yours? Until later. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. On the ones and twos, Mary, Mary.
There we go.
Yeah, I like it. And Mary's got a birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday.
She will be legal, Chris.
21st birthday.
Yeah.
Legal to vote. Legal to have a vote beverage.
In 18?
Yeah, but I wasn't, when I turned 18, it was already like, I think 2 years into the term. So I didn't get a chance to vote.
So you didn't get to vote for the president,
right?
Yep,
so I did not get to vote.
I got you. So you haven't voted yet. This will be your first time?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's great. Happy birthday, Mary.
Thank you.
All right,
it's tomorrow, though, right?
Yeah, yes, it's tomorrow, okay. but I won't be here tomorrow, so.
Okay, so happy birthday.
You'll be celebrating. The super producer, Rob G, is in the house after a day off yesterday. He's back. On the updates, Isaac Lowenkron, henceforth known as Ilo.
I want to be a Rob G. I think Rob G has a great job. I really, you know, he's off. He works on two half-baked shows, you know. It's pretty easy. You got an easy life, Rob G. No?
Yeah, I mean, when you're a big deal like me, Rob, perks come with the deal, you know. You notice that I don't work every holiday, Rob Parker, just saying.
No, right. I know. You got 10 years in. You got a wife, a beautiful baby. You know, I'm a nobody. I got nothing going on. What do you want me to do? I mean, sit around and lay on the couch?
You're Rob Parker.
Rob, this is a trap, y'all. He wants you to say, Rob, no, you're great. You got so much going on. You're doing this. You're doing that. You're doing this. You're all a famer.
I'm bashful.
All right. Stop. On this social, I'm trying to rush through because we got a big topic here. We got a hefty topic. We got Elijah Sibunya on the social media, the guru. All right, Rob, last night's game, we said it. We opened the show with last night, Monday, April 1st, and it was no fools. Last night was the biggest night in the history of women's college basketball. And for me to say it was groundbreaking is no exaggeration, Rob. Because the ratings are in, and last night's game between Iowa, led by Caitlin Clark, and LSU, led by Angel Reese, Rob, the rating last year was 10 million, almost 10 million for that final game. This, for the Elite Eight game to get to the Final Four, 12.3 million viewers. Now, Rob, that's the most in the history of women's college basketball, so we weren't over-exaggerating. And check this out. It's more than the 2023 NBA Finals and the 2023 World Series. And, of course, we could say, well, those are series. They're seven games. But check this out. The 12.3 million viewers, Rob, is more than 18 of the last 23 NBA Finals games. And it's also more than 18 of the last 23 World Series games. So, Rob, I could go on. It outdrew every NBA game last season except Game 5 of the Finals. Every college football game last season outside of the championship games and the SEC, you can throw in the SEC, the college football playoff, Ohio State, Michigan, and the SEC championship. And it outdrew every single Major League Baseball game last season. Rob, we've been talking, can Caitlin Clark resurrect or really – I don't even say revitalize because this hasn't really been vitalized, but can she lift the WNBA to become a major draw? Let's put it that way, right? And you and I have both been skeptical of that. But Rob, these numbers are making me think, like, I'm not saying she's going to make it as popular as the NBA, but it seems, I don't, like, these numbers are crazy. I would think she will be able to have a significant impact on the popularity, assuming she's still a great player at the next level, on the popularity of the WNBA. And I say it because other than poor play or, you know, some off-the-court issue that became a problem, but those aren't likely. Why wouldn't she? She's got commercials. She's going to have more commercials. And assuming she's a great player, like, she is a cultural phenomenon. She's not just a phenomenon on the basketball court. But these ratings show that she is actually a cultural phenomenon. And my thing, Rob, is that just going to disappear next year? I would think she would remain a cultural icon until she shows that she can't play at the next level or – you know, there's something crazy off the court. So, Rob, I think she really might revitalize, for lack of a better term, the WNBA.
I totally disagree. I think the ratings are a product of what we've always talked about with March Madness, which is the single elimination game. The coach, I always mispronounce her name. What is it? Malarkey?
Kim
Mulkey. I want to say Malarkey because I hear her talk. Mulkey. I want to say Malarkey. Mulkey is a not like figure. So there's another rooting interest against her. LSU, the black and white thing, Reese, and Caitlin Clark. But it's the single game elimination, Chris. The problem with thinking that she's going to take these numbers. And again, when you talk about
think
the NBA.
These numbers.
No, yeah, but I'm just saying, Chris, she's not playing every WNBA game. So she might be playing in Indiana and people might want to go see her. But are they going to the Liberty game against, I don't know, the Tulsa? I don't know. What do they have a team that used to be the Sparks?
I don't know. We get your point, though.
You know, you get my point. Are they still going to go? Is that going to sell tickets for the rest of the league? Sure, Indiana might have a bump in ticket sales, Chris, and the NBA's tickets might go from 6,000.
Well, no, but Rob, does it
average?
When Magic and Bird came into the league, they were on two teams. They didn't sell tickets for the other, at that point, what was it, 20, maybe 24, 26
Chris.
Teams in the league? Michael Jordan came in. He was a phenom. He played for one team. He didn't sell tickets for Sacramento. And I'm just saying, of course, she's not going to make other teams sell out when she's not playing. But her games could be on. They could be do big numbers on television, and it might benefit them that there's only, what, 30-some-odd regular season games? I don't know what it is.
But
it's
also,
in the summer. There's nothing really going on other than baseball, and those that want to watch basketball. We've seen NBA Summer League be huge.
Yeah, but I think people, once they've seen – okay, this is the national championship college basketball game. And I watched her put up 41 points against LSU. Now
so I'm going to
watch her on a, I'm gonna watch on a Tuesday night when the Sparks and the Indiana team play. Like, I'm not saying nobody will watch, Chris, but I'm telling you a lot of it has to do with March Madness this time of the year. The men's game is down. There aren't people that people want to watch.
But the men's game has the same format. That's what you're saying. It's about the format.
Yeah, but she's a phenomenon.
She's
a unicorn that once I get a picture of her or once I see her doesn't mean I'm going to keep watching.
Once I saw Michael Jordan, that's enough.
No.
Once I saw LeBron, that's enough.
The WNBA's been around, Chris, for
30
years.
They haven't
had
a player like this.
I
saw Serena Williams, that's enough.
I'm not buying it.
You watch greatness to watch greatness time after time.
I'm not buying that she's
going
to save the league. I'm not buying it.
Well, I'm not saying she's going to draw 12 million. Of course, it's not going to be nearly as popular as the NBA. But she can give them a shot in the arm. I just shot down every argument you had.
No, you didn't.
You said
here's the other
the
one.
Format.
Women don't even go to the WNBA games. They don't even go. They've been around for 30 years. There's been no players.
No,
Cheryl Swoops. They've been great players.
With Cheryl Swoops, hold on. Cheryl Swoops, Brittany Griner, Brianna, whatever. I can't even think of her last name. Brianna Stewart, Ella Donna Don. Were any of them this popular? I'm not saying they might have been better. I'm just saying, did any of them capture the public's imagination like this?
All I'm saying to you is,
can you answer me?
What? No, because it's a little difference, but that doesn't mean that
a little difference. What do you mean a little difference?
Yeah, because we're in this whole.
They were in the same
the game has changed with the three-pointers. She's shooting from all over the place like Steph Curry. So there's a lot of that, and that's fine. What I'm saying to you is I don't buy that what she does here is going to translate into that league is going to be a moneymaker. They're going to get way better ratings. They're going to sell out their games. I'm not buying into
Is she going to sell out her games? Is she going to sell out her games?
Yeah, in Indiana they might sell out.
Okay, that's all. I'm not talking about. I think If I'm not trying to say they're going to do these ratings or anything close to the NBA. I'm saying I think she can make the league significantly more popular because you're right. She's only one person on one team, but she will drive everything up just like she's driving everything up with the women's tournament.
I just see her as being like a one-person Harlem Globetrotter. When she comes to town, they might show up. But when the other teams in the WNBA show up, Chris, they're not going. And that's what I'm saying. She's the Harlem Globetrotters of the WNBA, and they'll show up for her game, but they're not going to go for the rest of the league. The rest of the league has been around for almost 30 years.
But even that,
and there's been plenty of time for people to pick up on women's basketball.
The NBA had been around for 30-something years when Bird and Magic entered. Does that mean they can be popular? They've had Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain. Oscar Robertson, it didn't change it. Dr. J, what's Bird and Magic going to do? That's all I'm just saying she's going to make it much more popular. And, like, I really think she will do it. But we'll see. Let's see what the listeners think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you think Caitlin Clark's celebrity will be a huge boost for the WNBA, or will she and her popularity die out once she moves to the next level? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
All right. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, and the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get rules now at FoxSportsRadio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels. It's all sponsored by Tractor Supply and, of course, Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. 877-99 on Fox. We're debating, can Caitlin Clark lead to a significant boost in the popularity, viability of the WNBA? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Mo in Las Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, hi. Thank you both for taking my call. Love the show. I think she can give it a boost, but what maintains that is if there's a rivalry with it. And I think that's what's going to be key for it to develop. With Magic, we had Bird. That component is what made those guys able to sustain that. And I think last
and
night...
Let's say this, too. The Magic and Bird, I don't want to... Just hang on, okay? The Magic and Bird was perfect. A showman in L.A., a white star in Boston.
Yep.
I mean, you couldn't have picked it any better to have that set up. And I agree. That's what fueled it. I don't know if Magic came in by itself or Bird came in by itself. Not saying Chris wouldn't have impact.
It wouldn't have been quite as
big. But it wouldn't be as big as it was. Am I right? It was. No. It was. That was part of it.
And I don't know who that could be for her. Angel Reese, people have brought that up. But she's really good. I don't know that she's – I don't think individually she's on the level of Clark.
Like, right. Go ahead. Finish your point.
I agree with you, Chris. I agree with that point, but I do think that's what drove ratings last night, because I know I watched it to see if she was going to be able to get back at Angel, to see what that component looked like. And I think even the next game, that's where the women's tournament, I think, is outshining the men's tournament, because they have the names. They have the names. I watched Juju last night because I wanted to see what she did against Paige. So there's those sublines there, and I think that's where the WNBA needs to
You're absolutely right. The NBA, Rob, I've said it many times, what grew the NBA was the individual. They marketed the individuals over the teams. And then you get storylines with that and everything. So I think it's happened for women's college basketball in this case.
I also wonder, like, the Caitlin Clark, there are a lot of people out here, Chris, who think she gets too much pub and they don't like her. So I wonder, will there be – once she moves on, are they really – I'm not saying her fans, the other people who watch because they wanted to see her lose, right? And they wanted to see Angel Reese. Those people, do they reject her and be like, I'm not going to a game. I don't want to see her. Do you know what I mean? Like,
or they may go to see, okay, she facing whoever the star is in the WNBA. You know, when love or hate you, they want to watch you.
Yeah, but sometimes people be like, I'm out on her. Like, I don't want to be bothered. But anyway, Derek, in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to say, I feel like
You said what?
Say that again. Yeah, we missed it.
I wanted to say, I think we've seen this before with a couple of years ago. I may be a little biased because I'm in Oregon, but Sabrina, when she was coming through Oregon, like the media outlets were pushing her all over social media. You see her highlights everywhere. Where's she going to go? Who's going to get the number one pick? Who's going to get Sabrina? And we don't hear from her for 2 years until she's in a three-point contest with Steph. So, I mean, I don't know if
she wasn't this big. I know she was big, but nobody this big.
No, but there's a good just the idea. Chris, I wonder about the women's soccer with USA. Thanks for the call. appreciate
soccer's just not as big as basketball in America.
But I'm just saying, the
every
women's
four
soccer,
years, they get some
they
ratings,
get, but they get paid equal because their numbers and stuff were equal to the men. And right. that's all I'm saying. Better and they don't have a league. I just wonder about that.
I just think soccer, I mean, we've talked about it. We've been hearing for 40 years soccer's
since
about
I was a kid.
Take
I mean,
over.
I know, yeah. I know
50
that
years almost.
Out in L.A., you look, and Rob G can confirm, but the TV ratings for soccer, Chris, are through the roof, but not the rest of the country.
Right.
Chris, in New York, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Did Chris Broussard tell you to call in?
No. I just want to say thank you for taking my call, and I want to say, Chris, stop it. You know, after her first game, no one's going to tune in. I think the numbers is a product of all the story narratives are aligned, and the women's college basketball, they have superstars, and they've been promoting them, and that's when everyone tuned in. I feel like if Juju and Paige were drafted in the same draft class as Caitlin, then you might have an argument and say they all three of them might bring up the WNBA, but I feel only Caitlin just doing it by herself, that's just too much pressure.
I just think she'll do it in Indiana where she's going to be the first pick, Chris, and they'll pick her. And they'll sell out tickets
if that happens, though, Rob, that does still boost the league. Again, I'm not saying they're going to get near the NBA. I'm just saying they're going to get a significant bump. And even that, because there's no other games that they show on the WNBA during the season that people feel like, oh, I got to check this out. And they got some great players. But this, they're going to want to check her out. So we'll see. All right, Ephraim Salam's around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, he's a former NFL offensive lineman. Now a Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar, just a plain old Renaissance man. Ephraim Salam, what up, brother?
What's happening, brothers? How y'all doing?
Doing
great.
How
great.
Are you?
Look, we started off the show, as you may have heard, Caitlin Clark, that game last night against LSU, 12.3 million viewers. That's more than the NBA Finals and the World Series last year. I think I was skeptical a week or two ago, but I do think she can have a significant impact on the WNBA's popularity. I'm not saying it's going to get anywhere near the NBA or anything like that or do the ratings they did last night, but I do think she'll give it a significant bump because she seems to be a cultural phenomenon. Rob disagrees with me. Where
I think
are you at?
At Indiana, she'll do something, the team she goes to, but there'll be plenty of other WNBA games with 6,000 people in the stands.
The sad thing about that, and yes, I was one of the 12 million plus who watched that game. I think it was must-see TV, from the storylines, the dynamic talent that was in that game, and I'm glad people are really tuning in to watch these women ball out, man. I mean, basketball is basketball, and if you can hoop, you can hoop, and the world got a chance to see that on one of the biggest stages last night. But, you know, sadly, it's yet to be seen for it to transfer into the WNBA. I mean, there have been tremendous and phenomenal players, and Caitlin Clark is by far the best college basketball player. Some may say men and women, depending on how far back you want to go. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was pretty spectacular, by the way.
The best.
But just the amount of
the
blood
best
she has. Just in terms
what do
of
you
what
mean?
She's been able to just in terms of what she's been able to do for the women's game on that level.
Okay.
Right? I mean, she's must see TV because she shoots it like Steph. She passes like magic. She has game, all right?
Yes.
Her basketball IQ is through the roof, and when she's on the court, it's evident. The problem is the translation between college sports where you're on a team for 4 years. This fan base grows. You build your name. You do all of these things, and you're in this small place, this small college town, and everything reverberates around you. And as you travel, people are galvanized by you. But when you get to the WNBA stage – you don't have that bubble like you have in college, right? Like these professional games, you go into different cities, and people may not have the same sentiment as they do from your college town. So, and you know, are 12 million people going to watch a WNBA game?
No. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think it'll get even half of that. But I think it can. What they're doing now, I mean, the numbers aren't close. But that sounds like a no. That's cool. We'll see. Let me ask you, let's stick with the NCAA tournament, but go to the men. I'm sure you've seen DJ Burns, North Carolina State, right?
6'7",
yeah, 6'9", whatever he is, 275 pounds. He's not an NBA player. But they're talking about, you know, the football scouts in the NFL saying they think he could play tackle. I look at him like, man, great footwork, athletic, agile. What do you think? You made that transition, right? I know you played football in college too, but weren't you a tight end?
At one point, I mean, you got to remember, I got to college, I was 185 pounds. So
wow.
I was a DN. I played running back. I was a tight end. Like in high school, you play what you play, right?
Right.
But when you get to college, I went to college as an outside linebacker and a defensive end, and made the transition and to being an offensive lineman because of, you know, great hands, great feet, things of that nature.
You think he can make that transition? Like, could he play in the NFL?
The difference is, you know, playing basketball as a football player, you have a different mentality. You have an edge, right? Like, contact doesn't bother you. You seek out contact. You have a different edge. Now, as a basketball player making the transition into football, contact is a foul. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if somebody bumps you in the lane, you going up for an and one, it's a foul. So just mentally, just that little piece of it, like someone who's never played football at a high level, going from basketball to football at that position, right? At 65.
Because we've seen it at tight end, you're right, but you think being a lineman is different.
When you got every play, 65 plays a game, you're banging heads, hands, it's violent, it's physical, and if you don't have that disposition, it's tough, man, because it's hard to gain it later in life. It really is.
That's what I've wondered. Is he tough enough? Not that he's soft, but that's a whole different level of toughness, right?
You got to be a maniac, okay? Like, you got to be a dog.
French pastry going up for finger rolls and all.
There's no touch there, right? There's no left-hand touch. I'm going to take this left hand and choke you down to the ground and slam you over a pile, and it's just aggressive, man.
Ephraim, what do you make of Rice with Kansas City and the whole hitting, you know, the accident and running away from the scene of the accident? I don't know how the NFL can do anything but other than throw the book at him. I mean, I don't know how you could leave an accident not knowing what's happening, and they were apparently, reportedly, allegedly speeding on the highway as well.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Of them running away.
I mean, that in and of itself was like...
That's a crime itself.
It's a crime. There's several things that are happening that are felonies. So
you can't leave the scene of an accident.
Do we know he was there? Because I know what I read was it wasn't certain yet that he was the car was registered in his name.
Yeah, like if he's actually involved, Rob, is that what you said? He's actually
saying if he is, I'm just saying, you know, obviously you got to investigate everything. You know what I mean? And if he is.
If he's involved, then you know, these are felonies, several felonies, right? Leaving the scene of a crime, the crime itself, reckless driving, bodily harm, endangerment, all of these things are punishable by law. So it's going to make the NFL's job easy, right? Mm. If you've committed felonies, their job is easy, right? Because the rules say you will be punished accordingly. And whether that be whatever the legal ramifications are of those things, he may have jail time to serve. right? So being suspended from a few games.
It's the least of his worries.
You would think so,
right. Yeah.
Of his worries.
Absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
That was, if that's him, if he was driving a car or whatever and they left the scene, it's going to be bad for him. Football second.
Yeah, especially coming off Ruggs, the situation in the Oakland Raiders and the receiver and, what, right. And the loss of
right.
Life. Oh, the NFL not playing with that, man. They're not about to play no games with that. And the legal system isn't going to play.
Let me ask you about this. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you were in the Bears should keep Justin Fields camp. But I want to tell me where you were on that. But I also want to ask you, there are some thinking that Jaden Daniels actually will be the best quarterback in this draft. So where are you at on both of those things?
Well, first, I thought the Bears should have kept him, and I thought they should have built a team around him and really gave this kid a chance, because they didn't. They didn't give him a chance, but I also said I understood if they were trying to, you know, turn the page in terms of a generational talent in Caleb Williams. Jaden Daniels is a tremendous story, but what the Bears need is they need a quarterback that doesn't need time to get acclimated. They need to get as close as they can get to a day one starter as possible. And to me, that's Caleb Williams in this draft. And they have to be okay with making that decision. What you don't want to do is you don't want to overthink it, because if you overthink it and miss, then right. You've done it once again. And like we've said before on this show with me, when is the last time the Bears
yep.
at the quarterback position did something right or are notable?
1950.
And
Sid yeah. Luckman.
That's, yeah, that's and Ephraim, they can't swing and miss on this. They can't.
No,
and you
no,
got to be
no,
careful
can't.
About overthinking it. You just said yep. it. You can't overthink it.
You can't, man. You better just fall in love with this kid, bring him in early, talk to him, love on him, all those things you need to do, and make sure you give him everything you possibly can to make sure he's the one for the next 12 years.
Where are you at on the Jets and what they've been doing this offseason? I mean, Hassan Reddick and Tyron Smith, they have made comments like, yo, y'all better watch out for us. You know, they made comments like they think they're getting MVP Aaron Rodgers. So where are you at on the Jets? And I think it's been a good offseason. They're going for it. But what are your thoughts on them and what they could do next year?
Well, look, they can't be worse, okay? So that, when the bar is that low, all you can do is climb, right? Like, all you can do is climb. They've managed to win 7 games in each of the last few seasons with 0 quarterback.
And so,
you know, moving forward, if you get half of Aaron Rodgers, if you get Green Bay's worst Aaron Rodgers with yep. the talent level and the youth that they have, then you're a viable playoff team. So that's I get it and I understand it, because we heard it all last offseason, coming into the season with yep. Aaron Rodgers. No one knew Ford plays into it. we'd be staring.
I told
at
you that's his
picture.
Autobiography, 4 snaps. That's what it should be.
So if Aaron Rodgers can come back after this Achilles injury and give them something. All right, leadership, just in terms of leadership, all right?
Right,
then I think they'll be better off.
All right, that is our man Ephraim Salaam. Great stuff as always, brother.
Absolutely, brother. Y'all stay safe now.
Yep, more Odd Couple coming your way. We're going to let Rob Parker riff on the Oakland A's. Madness. That's next, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. In basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. That's what they believe at Tractor Supply as well. And they add a dose of hustle and another dose of heart. And that sets them apart and makes them so terrific. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
All right. You know, baseball season's here, so I'm winning money. 3-0 last night. Here we go again. Let's do it. We got baseball and basketball I'm mixing in. Best bet, I'm taking the Mets. -1.5 runs.
They're going to win sooner or later.
Hey, tonight's the night. They haven't won yet. I got the Mets -1.5 hosting the Tigers. Tigers undefeated and the Mets are winless. Something got to give, Chris. Come on.
Yes, it does.
This is one of those guts. You know what I mean?
It's baseball. Like, it's, you ain't losing every game.
You can't lose. You, no matter how bad the Mets are, they're not going to lose every game.
Right.
I got the Clippers +3.5. They're on the road taking on the Sacramento Kings. And I'm a bet against the A's, Oakland A's, Chris, basically all year. I mean, bad team, bad situation that they're in Oakland. I got the Red Sox -1.5 runs. They are in Oakland. So Red Sox -1.5 runs, Clippers +3.5 points, and the Mets -1.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob, how many fans are they drawing?
I saw the crowd, 3,000, 5,000, small. Wow. Like,
and you know, like 3 years, Chris. That stadium is a mess.
Like, they're not going to build a stadium. It's going to take 3 years to build a stadium. They got to move it.
So they're
going
to be in Oakland for, they're supposed to be there for 3 years.
It's ridiculous. I don't know why they would agree to that.
That's an embarrassment.
You could go to so many other places. Go to Buffalo, New York, Chris, and play in a smaller venue where people in Buffalo would love, you know what I mean, to go to a major league game. Like go to Buffalo. Or go to some of these other places
Maybe you can make a little money that way.
That's what I mean. Go to Orlando, Chris. Go play at Disney. You've been down there.
Yep.
They got a major league field that they have spring training. Play in Disney. People on vacation. One of their nights, they go to the ball game while they're there.
Well, it's a mess you mentioned with the A's. And it's not only the ballpark. Rob G., tell us what the latest such scandal is with these Oakland A's.
Yeah, this might be one of my favorite scandals of the year. So there's this fan group called the Last Dive Bar. They have organized several A's fan protests against their ownership in the last year, right? Because the team's moving to Vegas, the team's not spending any money, they haven't for
you
a while.
See the stadium that they're supposed to be going to build. So,
and one of their biggest ones took place on opening day. Like, they really boycotted opening day. So interestingly enough, several A's players, including outfielder Estuary Ruiz and last year's All-Star Brent Rooker, have been spotted during games both at the end of last season and the start of this season wearing bracelets in support of Last Dive Bar. Coincidentally, depending how you look at it, Ruiz, despite batting .429 in their opening series, was demoted to the minor leagues this week. And Rooker, again, who was an All-Star last year, has only played in three games so far this season. I'll let you be the judge.
And Chris, you asked me, it's 6,000. That's what it is. It's going to be 6,000.
That's announced. It 6, might be 000. Less than that.
Right? Yep.
But go. What are your thoughts on this, Rob?
It can't be that. If it's that, then those people need to give up ownership. If you're demoting players, you want to speak to them, Chris, or say, dude, can you not do that? Like you don't understand. You just got here. We've been in Oakland for 50 years. You know what I mean? And we can't get a new stadium. We have no choice. We have to go through this. Have a conversation with the young players and have them understand what's going on. They just got there. You know what I mean? So it feels like the fans are bummed out. Oh, they're taking our team. And then I would just lay it out. The Golden State Warriors moved. The Oakland Raiders moved. Oakland was a great sports town, Chris. We all know that.
Now they got, yeah.
Got nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy. Nah, I agree. I mean, you got to talk with the guys. If they defy you, then.
Right.
All right,
but
you
got to
let them know. Look, I do write your paycheck. All right, I'm letting you know. I pay your salary. And I'm telling you, don't put that on. If they defy that, you know, you do what you want to do. But I don't know. There are a lot of people, Rob, that think it's just to push back arbitration.
That's more like it, Chris, because they do that and then they don't have to pay them yet.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I mean that's it's been done. And then we've seen
got no money right now.
Right, so we don't have to pay them yet. We start the clock. We don't have to start the clock yet. So we put them back because you have to play a certain amount of days in the major leagues. You know what I mean? In order for it to count.
Yep.
So,
yeah. And guys, their GM was asked about it on Monday. He said, we saw some better at-bats with Ruiz this spring, but the reality is, use his skills. He needs to get on base, needs to be able to do that on a consistent basis. Ruiz, in the time he's played, was third on the team in total bases.
Yeah. So, I mean, he just
talking
outside.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make it.
It doesn't
and
make
I hope
sense.
That the report
and some people
Rob
are
G had
petty
that.
Like that. Some people are petty where they will bench you or demote you for something like that. And if they own the team, they can do what they want. So it's just a horrible situation in Oakland and, man, God bless them over the next 3 years. All right. We got 2 hours left. It of course is a Trash Talking Tuesday. You'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports in about 35, 40 minutes. So get your takes ready. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game Revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.